To my adoration family, I am excited tonight to do this special broadcast featuring the Great Commission Ministry of Colonial Baptist Church. I pray that you enjoy the proceedings and that you have an opportunity to attend the missions conference on the dates March 8th through March 10th. It's going to be a great time in the Lord as they celebrate the 25th anniversary of giving missionaries the opportunity to share, exposing the importance of missions, and to encourage those that are ready, willing, and able to go on mission trips. God bless you all.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
The love of Jesus has changed my life. I've seen His beauty and heard His word. Now I worship at the feet.
All right, so let me just loosen up everybody. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah, we're doing
excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, look. Before we even officially start, let's just give a hand clap of praise.
Yeah.
Because Amen.
God is
Thank
good.
You, Lord.
He is Amen. Worthy.
Thank
He's
you.
Great.
Amen.
Our God yeah. is an awesome God.
Amen.
Awesome. Yes,
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And today, I believe, I just simply believe that He is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
You know, they have a song that just says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Sister
yeah.
Florence, are you going into the house of the Lord?
Amen.
All right,
Definitely.
Come on. Sister Tanya, you going into the house of the Lord?
Amen.
All right. Okay, see, I told you, Brother Clarence, we are going to be free tonight. Are you going into the house of the Lord?
Amen, brother.
All right, and we got Reverend Cecil bringing up the rear. You coming along with us?
Into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Amen.
Well, with that said, welcome to this special edition of Adoration. I'm your host, Mac, and tonight, as we have done every year, we have featured the beautiful people of Colonial Baptist Church, specifically the GCM, as they call themselves, the Great Commission Ministry. And every year, as we have shared different types of people that have come on from that ministry, we have always put our focus on the 3-day conference that they sponsor in Randallstown, Maryland. Yeah. And this year, they tell me, and you guys can chime in even right now, they tell me somehow this is a special year.
That's yeah. right. That's
okay.
right.
Okay. Now, I'm all the way in Guatemala, but you know, word on the street went out that somehow or another, I believe that we are a quarter of a century into this thing.
The big 2-5.
2-5. Well, I tell you, that is worthy of celebration. And Amen. Honestly, I'm just so happy to be able to be a part of this. I believe I've actually been a part of what has been going on through the Missions Conference, I believe, since 2011. So this is incredible that I went from just being a participating missionary to somehow doing what we're doing tonight.
Amen.
Which is to really just put the spotlight on Colonial on its 25th anniversary of the Great Commission Ministry, where over the years, you guys have had a plethora of missionaries and other important people in ministry that have come forth to share their gifts, to share their talents, to share the anointing that has been placed on their ministries. And I want to, before we actually get into what it's going to look like this year, I would be really losing my manners if I didn't individually introduce each and every one of you. So we will start with Sister Florence Carter, who we are graced to have with us tonight.
Yeah.
And then following her is our wonderful Sister Tanya Yancey, incredible woman of God. And tonight, my goodness, we have a real special person. I'm not going to tell you right now why he's special, but this young man is critical for the GCM, but also for things happening in my life, and that is none other than Brother Clarence Smith. And, you know, we would be doing a horrible disservice not to acknowledge the one who has been given the leadership and overseeingship of the GCM, and one Reverend Cecil Cunningham. GCM, welcome to Adoration. We are so glad to have you with us. It is so good to see everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mac. Great
Amen.
To be here.
Amen.
So we are not going to waste any time. Reverend Cecil, I want you, if you don't mind, if you would not only lift up a word of prayer for our session tonight, but to also then go into the you know, general specifics of what the GCM is all about, what this conference is all about, and why we should want to attend.
Amen. thank you so much again, Brother Mac, for the opportunity to be with you in this format. I believe that it's probably, I don't know, maybe 5 years, maybe 6 years or so that we've been blessed with this opportunity. And so we just want to start out by thanking you for this wonderful opportunity. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on. But let's open up with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity that you allow us, oh Lord God, to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ that is flowing through a Colonial Baptist Church and its missions activities and its missions conference. We thank you, Lord God, for the presence of your Spirit that continues to guide us, direct us, O Lord Jesus, and to keep us in all of our ways. Lord, we know that we are being kept by you, not by ourselves, but we are being kept by you and your Spirit, oh Lord Jesus. And we thank you for allowing us to be able to walk this journey along with you and to join you in this great ministry of reconciling men, women, boys, and girls to Christ. God, as we come together tonight, we just pray that all that we say tonight, all that we do, oh Lord God, and all that is done tonight will glorify you and lift you up in Christ Jesus. We thank you for those who are here and are participating in our time together tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for those that may be coming on, like Myra. We certainly pray that there might be that opportunity for her to join us. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus, for those whose ears will hear and perhaps whose hearts might be touched in some way, that they might be drawn closer to your bleeding side. We give you honor tonight, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing in our lives. And we pray this prayer in the precious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Brother Mac. And hey, as we start our time together tonight, I'd like to read a very familiar passage of scripture from Acts 1:8. Most of you could probably recite that by heart, but I'm just going to read it. And Acts 1:8 says that, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." That simply describes why we do missions, because God has given us that power through the power of his Holy Spirit as we came to him. He implores us at that point to become witnesses in our local community, in our states, in our homes, of course, and throughout the world, he says, through the uttermost parts of the world. And that's really why we do what we do, in order to reach a people at home, Brother Mac, and to reach those throughout the course of this earth. So we are just absolutely delighted and just thrilled that God has chosen us and allow us to be able to do what we do in reaching lostness for Christ. And that leads me to our missions conference this year, this 25th missions conference. And this 25th missions conference, we have a theme of a heart for the harvest. And that theme is undergirded by our church's a theme verse, which is from John 15, 16, and 17. And again, that's probably one of those that most of us can recite by heart. At least every colonial member, knows that scripture by heart. We're not going to challenge anybody tonight, but every colonial member knows this scripture by heart. And it just simply says that you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, that you love one another. Yeah. That verse of scripture describes the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, all wrapped up into one.
Amen. Amen.
So we're just here in hopes of being able to show our love for Christ and our love for His people by going and by loving. And so that's why we do what we do. So we are looking forward to a great missions conference, this 25th missions conference that began as a result of a vision by our pastor, Dr. Robert Anderson Jr., who is in the building with us tonight, with me anyway. I'm actually at the church, and conducting our Wednesday night Bible study, which is something that he does very efficiently, and we all love how he teaches a Bible study for us and leads us in prayer. So we are here doing our 25th annual missions conference. That's March 8th through the 10th of this year. There are a lot of details. We have a lot of different participants this year. Of course, we're looking forward to you, Brother Mac, and Sister Myra being with us again this year. And so we're looking forward to a lot of exciting workshops that'll take place. We're looking forward to a great time on that Friday night with our youth. Sister Tanya will tell us a little bit more, you know, about those things. But that's kind of sets the stage for this very exciting time that we're looking forward to having in Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, while I have you, Reverend Cecil, and just for our audience, can you just briefly go over how important missions is to Colonial, to the GCM?
Well, Colonial was actually birthed as a missions entity, you know, as a missions a church, and so it's been in Colonial's DNA, you know, and from the very start. And then when Colonial moved to its current location, and we Dr. Anderson became a pastor, he was even more missions focused, and began a missions ministry that you'll talk about more a little bit with our special guest tonight. And so missions has been a very important component of Colonial and what it does, and we've actually expanded the missions ministry at Colonial. A lot of folks, when they think of missions at Colonial, they think of the missions conference only, but there are several components to our missions ministry at Colonial. One, of course, we do have the missions conference that we have annually, right? We have a missions conference planning team that's involved with planning that event, and we'll hear from a part of that planning team a little bit later. But we also, under the umbrella of missions and the Great Commission ministry, we have a women's missionary union, the WMU, which is a lot of people refer to it as WMU, which is led by Charmaine Ewakwokan. She also leads our short-term missions team that just spent a few days with you guys, I guess a few months ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember her and that team.
That was a part.
and Sister Florence was there with you guys as well. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So those two entities are very involved with missions, and they do different things. It's all centered around a missions theme, but they do different things. And,
international. What about international?
That's right. And we also have an international missions team led by Sister Marcia Clark Burke, And they are kind of there to embrace the internationals in our community and in our church. And they do a very good job of doing, you know, of doing that, you know, as well. So so all of those entities help to combine and move forward the effort of missions and reaching the lost for Christ in different ways, but we're headed in the same direction, and that same direction is to reach people for Christ. You know, Brother Mac, it's said that almost 160,000 people a day die outside of Christ.
My God, yes.
So, you know, just that figure alone, you know, makes us know and become even more aware of why we do what we do is so important. Why you do what you do is so important, you know, yeah, is reaching lostness for Christ.
Amen. Amen. I can share this little tidbit. As you had already mentioned, Sister Charmaine and Sister Florence were part of the team that were with us here in Guatemala. There was a particular woman that we went to her home, which is really, when we talk about a home, we're really just talking about a tin roof. That's basically it. But that woman was dealing with an illness, and she actually, about 2 weeks after the team left us, she went on to glory with the Lord. So when you said that 160,000 per day, you know, we're confident that that woman went to her Lord with the understanding of who he is and who she should be in him. Yeah. And to your point, it is just so critical that we don't do missions conferences and we don't do missions just to be able to talk about, well, we travel to this country or that country or this neighborhood or that neighborhood. There are real lives out here that don't know the gospel or that many people have deemed to be unapproachable. But we who do live out Acts 1, 8, we have to be the ones that will go in and let them know that Christ is real, he's relevant, and that they can be a part of this beautiful kingdom family. And we want to do that because we never know when, you know, someone is going to depart us physically. That's so right. To make sure that we just really go to all the nations to let the nations know that our God truly reigns. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You provoke something in me, so I'm trying to hold back the preacher part of me. But yeah, it is so critical, and what I have personally gotten from the mission conference, it's a beautiful experience to be able to hear the stories of other people, whether they again are going into different countries or some that are going on college campuses, some that go into impoverished neighborhoods, whatever missions looks like. Missions is so diverse you don't have to get on a plane or on a boat in order to do missions. Missions can be walking across the street to talk to your neighbor.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, you know, I know that the conference really makes that known. And so I appreciate everything that you all do to let people know that the invitation has been extended by Christ. It's the one, in fact, more than an invitation, literally a command. Yes, that this is the one thing we have to do. So thank you so much. You know, you got me fired up now. So I'm going to do what I was supposed to do from the very beginning. And going down, Sister Florence, you got to save me from myself.
I, I'll do my best, but I want to concur with what you're saying, is that we definitely have to reach out. And that's the purpose of the missions conference. We want to show people just how much we can reach different areas of the world, and how families are involved, how different people come together for support. Just trying to spread the word of the Lord and getting recovering lost souls for Christ. So the missions conference to me is the highlight of the year. I don't care what else is going on. That is the highlight of the year for me and my heart, because, you know, just going on a mission trip. Yes, I've been on plenty of mission trips, but it's the conference, because you see so many diverse people. You see so many different people from different aspects of missionaries and part of the world. And it just gives me joy just to see just how many people are involved in reaching the lost souls. So we're quite excited about it. We've been planning. We plan now for next year.
That's how we
do it. We try to make it better each time. We try to reach out to more people and missionaries to invite them in. So we're pretty excited, because this is our 25th anniversary. And now, as far as the missions conference, I'm in charge of the tables. Each missionary has the opportunity to set up and display where they've been, any goods that they have, any words that they want to deliver, anything that they want to offer or show or share with anyone at the conference. So we have plenty of tables. Sometimes it's somewhere between 25 and 30 different tables. Their displays are out of this world. You just see things that you would never imagine there at the conference and with the tables, the displays table. And they are on display the whole time, the whole weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you'll have the opportunity at any time to look at the tables and anything that the missionaries want to share.
Amen. So GCM, I got to talk to you all collectively. What you all don't know about Sister Flores, now this even impressed my wife. So
I got to hear this.
Oh, you got to hear this now. Because let me tell you something. When Myra gets impressed, you know, she's a woman that's usually a little demure, a little quiet. But when Myra gets impressed with something, you know you got it going on.
Aww.
Right? So with Sister Florence, it's not one specific thing, but I'll tell you that she had a little bit of a health issue while she was with us. But what impressed Myra is that it didn't stop her one step from staying right in there and just pressing on. And I tell you, the reason why I wanted to spotlight that is because on the field, there are no guarantees of anything.
Yeah.
You know, things happen. Things that were supposed to be on the schedule have to be rearranged. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have weather that prevents things. You have all types of occurrences going on. And the person who understands the heart of missions, and you guys are talking about, I'm going by your theme, because it says a heart for the harvest. Yeah. So if you have a heart for the harvest, then you got to get out there and deal with that harvest. And part of dealing with the harvest is knowing that you've got to go through the planting and seeding stage and the watering stage. And it don't matter what you feel like. It matters that you continue. So I wanted to just give her some, you know, because she was just, you never really knew that anything was going on, because she kept on smiling, kept on pushing, and kept on encouraging. And I'm telling you guys that it was so critical, because we had young people that were on that trip, and they see through us. We're supposed to be setting the example so that they see that you can handle these things, you know, even when things don't quite work out right, you can get through it. And that's really, whether, again, you don't have to be in international territory, you can be anywhere, and life is just simply unpredictable. So Sister Flores, I'm telling you, you got the star of approval from Ira.
Thank you. I know she'll be on later.
Yeah, hopefully I can get my girl on. But yeah, we so appreciate you, and we appreciate the rest of the team that was with us as well. Now, we could end this tonight with what Sister Florence has already shared, because she's so incredible. But the thing about the GCM is that you go from one incredible to another incredible. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how I've been able to survive all this incredibleness for so many years. Yeah. But I just want to have our sister Tanya, not to do what you are assigned to do tonight, but just to greet our audience and just share just a little bit before we get into the real part of this chat tonight.
Okay, thank you, Brother Mac. It really is an honor to be here tonight. So I am a member of Colonial Baptist Church and love it, love it, love it. And you know, coming into a church that is so missions minded, prior church before I came to Colonial never mentioned, you know, about missions. And I think a couple weeks ago we were in a fellowship with the youth, and we talked about how totally different idea of what missionaries are. We always thought that missionaries were, you know, people that, like you said, they always got on a plane. But coming to Colonial, I have since learned that being a missionary means right where you are. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. I am not able to travel right now because I am a caregiver for my dad full time. But Sister Myra told me 1 year that my dad is my mission. So I appreciated that very much from her. That was an encouragement that I needed. So I just love working in the GCM ministry. I have learned quite a bit, and I've met some incredible people. You and Sister Myra, definitely. And I love working in the ministry. So thank you for allowing us to come.
It is so great to have you, Sister Tanya. You're not a stranger to what we're doing tonight. You've done this on several occasions. It's always just your demeanor and just your presence on these chats that we have. You have no idea how it actually encourages me personally, but also everyone who gets an opportunity to listen, because I had to make some difficult choices when my own mother was going through dementia. I can share this. I made decisions in that area. I was really blessed because I had a facility that is not really a facility in the way that we normally imagine facilities to be, but a truly loving environment that we got to know the proprietors of, and now the proprietors are among our best friends. And what has happened, even though my mother just left us in 2022, is we've continued to weekly, whether we are in the facility live or via Zoom, we have continuously every Tuesday, we've ministered to the seniors to give them an opportunity to, you know, hear about the Lord, and we sing songs and we try to get them involved so that their minds are working. And, you know, I actually teach them songs and have them sing with me and things like that. And so when you said, or when my wife said to you that, you know, your dad is your mission, she is not kidding, because those proprietors of the place where I had my mom, I look at them as missionaries, because they have people going in and out, because of course we're in the latter stages of life. And so to be able to do that and to give them the love and the comfort. And I mean, when my own mother died, they cried more than I did. And you know, it's an incredible ministry that does not get all the glory, does not get the accolades, but it is so critical, because you're literally dealing with a society that truly cannot take care of themselves without assistance.
Yep. Oh,
oh. So I want to just applaud you for doing that. You know, you don't have to get on a plane to be a part of the mission experience. It is everywhere. And that's what's so great about the GCM, because the GCM gives all these opportunities to say that missions has many different looks to it. Mm-hmm. And Sister Tanya, what you're doing is just another facet of an incredible ministry that God has given to all of us.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So now I want to make sure that our newest person here, first time with us, I want to make sure that he doesn't talk too much, but that he would simply introduce himself and just share just a little bit in any direction that you want to go. So, Brother Clarence, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored to have been asked to be here with this illustrious group tonight, and a group that I'm well familiar with for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking today about each person as I understood who would be here, and a little bit of history, I suppose, about each of them. So I'm gonna pick on Sister Florence first. Now, I can remember this goes back into that at 2009, 2012 time frame. She came to a couple of our meetings to bring another member. She said, "I'm just coming in to observe." Uh-huh. And at that time, we needed a secretary, because Sister Geraldine Moore had to quit because of her mother's illness.
Right.
Similar, and she had to be a caregiver for her. And we were without a secretary. Mm-hmm. And so we just told her, "Say, why don't you take a few notes for us tonight while you're just sitting here?" So she got her paper out, and she started taking some notes, and the rest is history. And she has served in that capacity, along with, I'm listening tonight, other things, for such a long, long, long time.
Yes.
We're talking this maybe 15 or so years now. But it was that she just brought a member out of kindness,
that was
gave her a ride, and decided she was going to sit in on with us. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Sister Florence, for your faithfulness over all these years.
It's been my pleasure.
And just how you have blessed us with all that you do. And Sister Tanya, we think about her is that had been the privilege of being her family deacon for some years.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing for us mission is that she's like the third generation of those who serve in that capacity of PR. goes back to her aunt Debbie.
Yes.
Wells, and then her aunt Debbie Wells, bless the Lord, who is with the Lord now. Mm-hmm. Then her sister Paulette.
Yes.
Her aunt Paulette, that is Debbie's sister,
mm-hmm.
said she took over in that position, and she brought Tanya along with her.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when she was ready to give it up, Tanya just stepped right in. So mm-hmm. that goes back to a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that same time frame. And so what a blessing they have been as they continue to serve and to work. And lo and behold, Reverend Cecil, we could talk on and on and on. And some of you may have heard this story before, but Brother Cecil and I, we met originally in a business transaction. This was about 86, and then my dear wife, who is with the Lord now, and I invited him and his wife to Colonial, and then subsequently invited them to dinner with us that particular evening, and so we enjoyed our time together and good conversations and that type thing. And we sort of lost each other for a bit. I think we had a few check-ins during that period of time, but they were not ready to make a move to Colonial until about 10 years later. And we had moved from our present location on Old Court to our location out there on Liberty Road as we are.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and he saw myself and saw a few others. He said, "I think this is the same church." And lo and behold, I suppose if he had known what he was really getting into, he might have kept going.
Yes.
But I know that the Lord has orchestrated all of this. And he came to be one of our dear brothers and joined me in missions and served in as our second in command for all those years leading up to the time that I retired. At the time when my wife too became ill, and it was necessary for me to give more time to her during that time. And of course, as you know, she's with the Lord now. So, but yes, it's just amazing how the Lord has just orchestrated, Brother Mac, so much to get us to the point where we are tonight. And so we are so thankful for each person. And of course, we know your story. At this point, the Lord orchestrated and brought you there with Paul and Jamila
Don't go too fast.
We can leave that. Okay. All right. So I'll stop now.
we want to give them something to really chop on later on.
Right. Okay.
but you know, I as I said, with each of you, it's been just amazing the relationships that have been forged and the stories that we can tell, and not just with you all, but you know, as I always say each year, man, I just feel like I could just walk into Colonial anytime and I don't have any problems.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. You guys have hijacked my daughter to be part of the worship ministry. It's truly been a delight to be a part of all of this and to have you with us tonight, Brother Clarence. I mean, what do they say? It's like the cherry on top of the cake.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. You know, with that said, I think that this is probably just a good time. We're going to spotlight a little bit back on Sister Tanya as she kind of gives us what is actually going on at Colonial with the GCM. When is it going on? And how can our audience be a part of that, whether it's live or I believe it's also accessible via Zoom?
Yes.
Amen. So, Sister Tanya, take it away.
Okay, that is awesome that you mentioned that. We want everybody to participate. Of course, we would love for everybody to come in person, but sometimes you're not able to. So information is available for those persons that are not able to attend to participate via Zoom. So as Brother Cecil mentioned earlier, the conference date, let me start off by saying again, this is our 25th annual missions conference. And so we really want to place emphasis on that because it continues, it never stops. And we continue to celebrate our Lord and going out and preaching God, you know, spreading God's word. So the conference begins March 8th. And that is our absolute night for although we highlight it's for youth and young adults, we still say everyone is welcome. It is definitely what we call unashamed praise. It's just that there is the spoken word, there is gospel singing, there is Christian dance, Christian rap, and it's just a way to connect our young people with the Lord. You know, bringing in young people that may not know about the Lord. So we bring them in, and it is a wonderful time for them to fellowship and see some of the acts. We are blessed to have Elder Brian Ajayi as our guest speaker for that night. And so the fun starts at 6:30 p.m. and we'll normally it ends around 9 p.m. but this year, right after the concert, there's going to be a moment of fellowship in our fellowship hall where we'll serve some light snacks. And we just want the youth and young adults or all those who are in attendance to meet our missionaries, but to fellowship with one another and, you know, talk about the what they've just seen and just to fellowship and connect with one another. So that is going to be Friday, the March 8th at 6:30 p.m. And then on Saturday morning, March the 9th, we have our workshops. And those workshops are facilitated by our guest missionaries. We're starting at 9:30 a.m. And then we will have praise and worship featuring Colonial Zone, the Pleasant Outreach Ministries. They will bless us with song. At 10 a.m., we have Reverend Kiefer Bent, who is pastor of Berwyn Baptist Church, and he will bring us the message that morning. And then as the morning progresses, we'll have workshops for adults and youth and young adults. There's an international missions workshop from Tim and Corinne Brown, collegiate missions from guest missionary America Jean. And guess what? We're going to serve you lunch that day because we want you to stay as well. We want you to be fed. So we're going to serve you lunch. And then as we continue with lunch, we're going to continue to be blessed with music by the Pleasant Outreach Ministries. And then we'll continue on with our workshops. And then we'll have workshops from Doug and Sharon Martin. We have so much. I just want to make sure that everybody gets the full picture. We also have a Saturday workshop, Awana and What We Need from Our Parents. That's a workshop for our youth. And just various others. We also have Pastor Nathan Anderson, who will be joining us, conducting a workshop. And we have just so many things. Also, we also want to place emphasis on the fact that children are missionaries too. Our very own Sister Estella Gambrill, along with Tom Fox and Sister Denise Morgan, will also present workshops for the children. And we never, ever want to leave out our children because, you know, that's important to teach them about they can be missionaries too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then, Brother Cecil, please correct me. I think I got everything. And then on Sunday morning, we have Sunday School of the Bible, which begins at 9. And this Sunday, our guest missionaries will teach our Sunday school classes. So we're looking forward to that. Just wanted to highlight our very own, the McElwains will be a part of that Sunday school. You didn't know that?
Really? No, I'm just kidding.
Every year.
We're so blessed. And then we have other Sunday school classes. And then we have Sunday school for the children that will also take place that Sunday morning. And then beginning at 10:30 is our normal worship service. And our special guest speaker will be Reverend Bernard Fuller, who is pastor of New Song Bible Fellowship Church. Now, all of this to say there was a lot of information, but information is available on our church website at colonialbaptistch.org. So please, if you plan to participate in the conference, we would encourage you to please register for the conference because it helps us not only to keep track, but to take an accurate count for our lunches. And that is it. We are so looking forward to this 25th annual missions conference, and we pray that you'll be blessed when you come.
Amen.
You know, Sister Tanya, you do that so well every year. I'm just amazed because I went on the website earlier today to just kind of review all the activities going on. And when you get to the section, it has MC 2024, and then you see all of these people and all of these activities. And just to be able to condense that down enough for us to actually grasp all of that is just incredible to me. You do such a wonderful job with that. I can tell our audience that just being part of the Unashamed Praise, which in previous years, I've even been part of that musically. but it's one of the most enjoyable times that I have throughout the conference to see the different types of ways that people express and worship. And then, last year, man, you guys added a lot of activities in there. I was worn out by the time the night was over. but then going into the Saturday sessions, the different topics, what has happened, everyone, is that over the years, by having, missionaries facilitate these different sessions, it has allowed someone like myself to not only meet other missionaries, but now have long-standing relationships. I'll give you one in particular. You all know the Bowers. Jim and Jennifer. Well, now, they're in Colombia right now. But the very ESL training that my wife is conducting while we patiently try to wait for her actually is through Jennifer's ministry. So we all interconnect in so many ways. And there's another missionary that comes to mind, Brother Tom.
Tom Fox.
Yeah. I mean, we started from being just kind of just cordial to then just really getting close. And especially, during this past couple of years as he's gone through some, personal things, I'm just saying that what the GCM has done has just given so many opportunities to hear the gospel or experience the gospel in so many incredible ways.
Yeah,
you know, someone I know very well says that there are many fish in the sea, so it takes different types of bait in order to catch them, you know? And that's what the GCM is all about. Then by the time we get to Sunday and the processional that I've, again, been a part of for so many years, and I always find it to just be so incredible to be able to see the flags of so many nations being represented and to have a whole service that is dedicated to the mission field. You know, I don't think our audience can really understand the full impact unless they come. So I'm telling my audience right now, you guys, come on, be a part of this thing. I will make sure that you guys have all the information that you need. You'll have the address for where Colonial is located on Liberty Road in Randallstown, Maryland. You will have the Zoom link if you're not able to attend physically. We'll make sure that you can get there. So the only reason that you don't make it is because you made the decision not to come, but not because we did not extend our hearts to you.
Mm-hmm. So, Amen.
So now, real quick before we bring on the legend, the man, I want to say the myth, but I don't want to put myth in there because he's very real. But before we get there, I just want to just do a quick round robin. And this round robin is simply most impactful mission experience. This can be anything. It can be actually on the field. It could be at the conference. It could be within your family. So just meditate on that. Most impactful. And then not only why, that is impactful, but tell us why it was impactful. And I'm going to start right with the head. Rem Cecil, I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I tell you, that spot is a moving spot. Because it's really difficult to, you know, put my finger on like just one most impactful experience. I can tell you that I guess maybe about 3 years ago, we had on a Saturday morning, as our missions conference was getting going and the workshops were going, and people were kind of moving around a little bit. There was a young lady that walked in the front door, walked through the doors of the church and came through the foyer. And I was kind of moving around, you know, and I saw her. She looked a little bit lost. And I walked up to her and I said, you know, what, you know, how can I help you? You know, and she said, well, I think God told me to come here today because I want to be a missionary. And she says, I'm here. And I says, wow. I said, yeah, you're in the right place. And I want to take you to someone who's going to help you kind of navigate what God is putting on your heart now. And I immediately knew that person that I needed to share with her was Myra McElwain. And I walked right over to Myra McElwain and I introduced her. And the rest was history. And you know that story because, you know, you guys are pretty much adopted that young lady. And I kind of lost track of what happened with that, but that was one of the most impactful moments in all of the missions conferences that we've had. On another personal note, and I'm just going to mention this one other note, you know, we all probably have had some special moments when we have introduced Christ to someone and they accepted Christ, right? Somebody, you know, actually gave their life to Christ as a result of your witness to them. Well, you know, during that, presenting the gospel at a 2,500 elevation in feet in the mountains of Tanzania was just just a mind-blowing experience. And to be able to kind of share the gospel with a young man, 18-year-old, through an interpreter, and to have him acknowledge Christ as his personal savior was just an experience I will never, ever forget. And just how God allowed me to have that kind of experience. I didn't know, you know, why God was taking me, you know, 3,000 miles away. But if it was for nothing else, it was for me to have that experience and to share the word of God with that young man. So that was those are two that I can readily recall right from the top of my. There are many others, but those two we certainly will are happy to share.
Come on, Sister Florence, what you got for us?
Well, I guess the couple of times that I've gone out on the mission field, and my last one being with you and Mara, and just to be able to go out and see people and meet people where they are. Let me see, what can I say? How can I put this? You didn't have to worry about, is this proper? You just went there to share the Lord, okay? Amen. You didn't look at how they live, what they were wearing or anything. We were there on a mission.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And that really resonated in me because we went, you know how far we went into the land of Guatemala. So it was it was kind of rough. It was kind of rough, but we did it because we had a purpose. We were on a mission. And that right there really showed me what it is to be a missionary. You don't sleep in no good hotel. You don't, you know, you don't have all the modern things. You go there to be a missionary, to spread the word of God, Amen. Not to make judgment on anyone and not to look down on anyone. You're there to on for a purpose. So that's what I really appreciate. And that resonated a lot in me that particular year.
Amen. And I can speak a little bit to that as well. Because the area of Guatemala that we live in is definitely considered to be the dry desert part of the country. And almost anywhere you go, you are going to be walking on rocks and hills, a lot of hills. Up and down hills and everything like that. So you have to be in shape a little bit to be able to do those things, because I'll tell you that you guys didn't even go as far as you could have, but there are people so far down, you know. Of course, it's easier to walk down, but then you got to come back up. It's that coming back up that's the struggle. Bless you. But definitely, you know, what she's talking about is very, very, very real. What I have been doing over the past month, on Sunday mornings, I have been going into those communities with my son Angel, and we have been specifically targeting men because quite frankly, the men do not go to the church building.
Right.
So we're out there trying to meet the men where they are for the sake of the kingdom. So again, I appreciate everything that you did while you were here with us. And don't be a stranger. The invitation is always open.
Thank you. So,
you know, Sister Tanya thought that maybe her evening was over, that maybe that we would just bypass her now that she did the hardest part of this whole session, giving out all that information. But no, we call you out, my sister, because there is a story there as well. And please share with us.
So as I've mentioned, it's been a little difficult for me. In trying to get on a missions trip, but I would have to say that I think first one of the things that is most impactful for me is meeting all the missionaries that I've met. I've been with the missions team, I would say, since 2007, 2008. And I have heard many of the missionary journeys and many of the impacts that they have made around the world. And not just around the world, but again here. So I would think that the most impactful thing for me is knowing, again, that I know God has it in store for me to go on a missions trip, whether it's here or abroad. I mean, we have done actual work at a church where we went and we spent the day in the community helping the church to rebuild, to paint, to so that they could open in a community. But at any point, you had to be ready to share the gospel. Because there were people coming by, what are you doing? How are you doing? What is this? And then sharing that. So I would have to say that was most impactful for me. It wasn't the easiest of circumstances. It was probably 200 degrees outside, but we were happy and we were serving God. We were digging up weeds. And we did a lot of work, but I have to say that was probably one of the most impactful things for me because people were coming up and they were asking questions about what was going on, and there was space over on the side where we were able, if you happen to speak with someone and talk about the love of God. But I am just excited to see what God has in store for me as far as actually going on a missions trip someday. But
Amen.
until then, I'm gonna be a missionary right where I am.
There you go.
You're
There you
needed.
go.
You're needed. Highly needed.
There you go. There you go. So I'm gonna give you all a quick one for me, because I can't ask the question, then I also give my own response. And then after I finish, then we're gonna let the man of the hour, we're gonna spotlight him. Because I know he's chomping at the bits. He was already trying to tell some of the stuff. I had to slow him down,
Oh my goodness.
because once he what you what's the songwriter said, once you get started, can't stop. We had to slow the train down a little bit. But like Reverend Cecil said, I could tell you some incredible stories about the different places that I've been privileged to travel over, gosh, 20 years or so, something like that. But I had an impactful situation that actually took its place right in Baltimore City, actually not Baltimore City, let's just say in the Baltimore area, or the Maryland area, excuse me. So a lot of things that I don't necessarily share with colonial or other people, because sometimes when you tell people about all the things you might be involved with, some people might think that you're getting the big head and everything like that. And I don't ever want to put on that, I feel like I'm anything other than a servant. But my ministry through the Lord took me for quite a few years to Brockbridge Correctional Facility. And on Saturday nights, I had the honor to be part of a team of other ministers that went in to share the gospel. And I also had an opportunity to also share the music ministry with those inmates. And I've got to tell you that that was one of the most fulfilling experiences that I've ever had in ministry, period. Because there were a lot of hardened hearts mm-hmm. in places mm-hmm. like that. And many times we were encouraged not to get too close to the inmates. But, you know, God has a plan. And in God's plan, touch and being able to reach out and connect is essential in order to demonstrate his love to people who don't know who he is or have turned away from him. And I'll just give you one particular inmate, and I will call him by name because I know he won't mind. But I met a young man by the name of Robert B. Coate. And Robert B. Coate, man, even in the facility, he had a heart to serve. And this man, every time I walked in there, he showed me so much love and so much encouragement. And I really got to know him as I got to know many of them. And here's where it really gets exciting. And this is the impact. You don't know, you never know what you might do or what you might say that makes a difference in someone's life.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
But that same Robert B. Coate would not remain an inmate forever. And that man is not only out of prison, but that man is now a deacon in a church.
Wow.
And he's loving the Lord and still serving the Lord in such an incredible way. And I don't see him as often, but when I do, it is just, it's just a reminder. You just don't know who you're touching. So, you know, Tanya, you know, you don't know, even in what you said. You say, I haven't really gotten on a plane to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. It's
all around.
It's all about just being available in whatever capacity God has given you, that availability and that access. It is so key. I would say for me, if you're talking about a missionary talking to someone who's considering being a missionary or considering, you know, advancing in ministry, period, guys, you can have the entire Bible memorized. You could be able to exegete with the best of them. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you guys, if you would just go out and to just share your words of encouragement and love. Isaiah is the one that says in Isaiah 6, you know, here am I, Lord, send me. When God is calling out, you know, who will go for us?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be the ones to say, I'm here. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Send me. And that's what, in your impact statements, that's what you literally have allowed yourselves to do, is to be part of that ministry that builds kingdoms.
Yeah.
You can be able to, you know, whirl the Bible around and throw out things and be able to be deep. But, you know, when you capture people with the heart mm-hmm. of Christ, you have won souls forever.
Amen.
And that's my man, Robert B. Coates. I'm sorry I went a little long with that, but such an incredible story for me, impact. And that's what we want to see. And one of the reasons, lastly, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Clarence, but one of the reasons why I don't just go all over the place, I focus on places, and the places I focus on, I have been to multiple times, sometimes annually, because we're building relationships that are just as important to me as the ones that I have, you know, in the state of Maryland or in the United States. These relationships are powerful and incredible for me personally. And I know that you all can say the same thing. So before I go preacher mode, I want to go ahead now, Brother Clarence. Now I'm giving you the liberty that I can give you through Christ. You can be free now. You can say what you need to say. I want you to get it off your chest, whether it's about the mission field, whether it's about the thing that you were getting ready to share about us. Whatever you need to do, sir, the floor is yours.
Oh, man, I tell you, that is terrific. I do realize too that our time is getting a little bit late here.
Yeah,
it's like 8:25. But yeah, it has been a joy over the years how the Lord brought me into missions as we have it now. In 97, when the Lord had blessed me to be able to have an early retirement. And so I was being asked in several areas of doing certain things. And I thought I was pretty busy already with things. But Pastor and Brother Mel Pride at that time, who was the chair of the deacons, Pastor had talked about the way that he would like to see missions set up. The missions at Colonia were pretty much under the deacons prior to that time. We had mission churches, about five or six of those that we oversaw. And we had some missionaries who ran out on short terms, some students, and we brought in some missionary pastors, young people, during the summer and things of that sort. But we had never had missions set up under the basis of that pastor had of actually bringing missionaries in. As you know, we are part of the Southern Baptist Church, and so we support through our corporate program missionaries, some 3,000 plus missionaries. At that time, I think we were really probably about 5,000 or so. But so his idea is that he wanted to have missionaries to be able to come in so we can touch and feel and be right with them, be in our homes, and all that type thing. So it was that whole new process for Colonial and for us as a whole. But we did take on that challenge and thank the Lord in that 97 time frame. And so the fast forward in a bit, Reverend Mitch McCraw, who was our missions and evangelist and pastor on staff, pastor gave him responsibility of putting together our first missions conference, which was in 99. And of course, that was done. We had a tremendous time. It was a 3-day weekend. It was the Palm Sunday weekend in March of 99, and it just sort of set the tone going forward for Missions Conference at Colonial. And thus, we are now celebrating 25 years of doing it.
Amen.
And of course, I know most of you all remember Brother Mitch McCraw. Brother Mac may not have met him.
No.
But,
no.
He left in that early part of 2000s to go into an international clothing ministry. Mm-hmm. He felt the Lord was calling him into that area, mm-hmm. and of course, since I was the missions director, the responsibilities of continuing on the missions conference fell to me. Oh. And of course, we did take the challenge along with all the helpers that at that time. At that time, Brother Cecil was on, so he joined with me, mm-hmm. and happened to move this process forward. And we thank the Lord for all that He has done. I think one of the big things that we had during that time was a challenge of actually getting missionaries to come. Mm-hmm. And one avenue that we worked through was ABWE. Mm-hmm. We have what we call the pre-fuelers. And it was amazing how they operate so much different from the Southern Baptists, and so much each of them has to go out and raise their own funds. Mm-hmm. And some of them, of course, had children. And I remember one family, I think it had 8 children. and they were still out there knocking on doors, going from family to family, going from house to house, church to church, trying to raise funds. So what a blessing and what a journey this has been over this period of time. And so... are we going to, Sister Barr, you think it's going to be coming, or you want me to continue on in that?
No, you just go ahead.
Okay, yes. So we can talk a little bit about how we met Sister Myra. We met her through and by Sister Alice Gaskin. She was a friend of hers. I think they had worked at Social Security together. And she came to us and said, well, now, I would like for you all to consider supporting a friend of mine. And she said that she has naturally been in Guatemala. She has been there for some time, and she is raising funds and those type things. So we did have opportunity to invite her, and she came to our missions conference. There, we met with her, had a consultation with her. We got her to fill out the application, and thus we did begin to support her to an extent that we could, along with many others that we were actively supporting as well. And so that was in that 2008-2009 time frame. So we were just so delighted for all of that. And then lo and behold, I was still in that 2010 or 2011 time frame. We Paul and Jamila, we found out about them through another Alice, through an Alice Brown, when she was at a musical, and I believe Jamila sang there, and she was invited and Paul to come to our missions conference. And along that same line, I believe another young man came. Hmm. Brother Mac came along with them. I think he was coming at that time just to try to be inquisitive. Brought on to him, I believe. Now, of course, the big story that all that didn't happen there, even though I'm sure he must have had some eyes looking out around. But the big thing did not happen until he had sent me an email. He said to me, he said, look, you know, I'm feeling that I want to do some computers, send some computers down to Guatemala. And I said, yes, you know, I tell you, we actually have a missionary down there already that we are supporting. And man, next thing I know, I guess the contacts begin to flow and all the connections begin to come about. And next thing I know, that was some kind of romance that was going on. As we say, the rest is history, huh? What a blessing that has been, and just so happy, for them, and how the Lord has brought them together with their two ministries, and how they serve together, and even serve separately as they continue to keep their two ministries going, intertwining and then separate as well. So blessings and congratulations to you. I know you all be celebrating for the 11th of March.
March 11th, the Monday after the conference.
Right, the Monday after the conference, that's correct. So you'll be celebrating a great anniversary time frame, and so we look forward to you all being with us, but also celebrating your anniversary as well. So much we could say and much we could go on, but I believe that we'll stop here unless there's some special questions that you want me to address.
No, I really just wanted you to share, and I will tell you as well. I know that 25 is a big number for you guys, and I'm excited for your 25, but the number 7 is exciting to me because it will be 7 years
for
the 11th that I've been married to Myra Deborah.
Yes.
That's so cute.
Seven is a good number.
No, I was gonna say, look, we've been you know, at night we look at each other and say, still hanging on, still hanging on. We're just trying to get to that number.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Ramses, so I'm because we are a little over, but I just want to give you the opportunity to just kind of close us out in your own way. And before you do that, just to my adoration audience, I pray that you have seen the love and the camaraderie that we all have one with another. It is my honor every year to share that love and camaraderie with you all, because it's so important to demonstrate the true love of Jesus Christ. And I definitely can say that I have the true love of Jesus Christ with every individual on this chat. And lastly, that I want to encourage you to seriously look at the information that I presented to you. You'll have the church address, the dates. You'll have the Zoom link, password. You'll have everything that you need. Don't just keep it for yourselves.
Man.
Pass it on. Keep it going. Great. So that we can have a full house Friday, Saturday, into Sunday. With that, Reverend Cecil, you can close us out in your own way.
Okay. Thank you so much again, Brother Mac. We are always so appreciative of you extending this opportunity to us. And you mentioned the word relationship, you know, earlier, and it really is about relationship. You know, Jesus was very relational, and he set the example for us. And when we are able to develop the kind of relationships that we've been able to do by God's grace, you know, over the years, this is what we get. You know, this is the outcome, you know, of all of that, and it's just such a wholesome experience. I mentioned that there are several entities that make up the missions or Great Commission ministry, and one of them I did not mention, and I hope I can get back in the door tonight, okay? Because what I did not mention was a pantry. You know, the pantry falls under the missions at Colonial too. And my wife, Karen, along with Lisa Broadway, they managed what we call the Pantry on the Go. As a matter of fact, that Pantry on the Go does a free food giveaway every third Wednesday of the month, which was today. That was earlier today. And my body is telling me about that as a result of all of the running around, you know, today. But they were able to distribute 125 plus boxes of fresh food, you know, to people throughout the course of that of today. And so that's a great a part of the Great Commission Ministry as well. We also do a Great Commission Ministry prayer every a missions prayer on the fourth Thursday of each month, Brother Mac. And you've been a part of that. You and Myra have been a part of that over the years as well. And so we're actually going to be doing that tomorrow night at 6:30. And that's Zoom as well. And if anyone is interested, you can always go to colonialbaptistch.org to get that Zoom link. This Thursday night, tomorrow night, we'll have Ricardo Gamble, who is with a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA. He's the Baltimore City area rep. So we'll be hearing from him and we'll be praying for him. And as we talk about prayer, one of the most important things that, and I know you know about this, one of the most important things that come about when we talk to missionaries about, you know, what can we do, you know, how can we support you, right? And typically the first thing that comes out of their mouth is pray for us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's been so much about going, and we hope and wish that every a born-again believer to go on mission. But that mission could be at home, it could be across the street, you know, it could be in the uttermost parts of the world. But if you can't go, you can always pray.
Amen.
If you can't go, you can always give. Missionaries being on mission requires funding. You know, there's no bones about it, you know, and I know quite often missionaries who depend on generous contributions from individuals can sometimes be reluctant, you know, to extend that offer for people to give. And I always consider it an opportunity to be able to give to missionaries. It's not a chore, but it's an opportunity to give to support the Great Commission. So, if you can't go, you can give.
Amen.
You can't go, you can always pray. So I'd just like to leave that with everyone. And certainly the last point is to encourage everyone to attend our missions conference this year. Again, it's March 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to have some really dynamic missionaries and missionary presentations and speakers. You notice I did not interrupt Sister Tanya. because she always has the details. So even though she said, Brother Cecil, she's got it. You know, so I leave her alone with the details. But we are so grateful for her and Sister Florence being with us tonight. Thank you, Brother Clarence, so much, who's been such a mentor, you know, for me, you know, over the years. And Brother Mac, there were times that I might have been a little bit resistant. But Brother Clarence yoked me up on his arm. he brought me along anyway. You know, I'm blessed for it. I'm just blessed for it. He and his wife, Sister Tina, they were just godsends to us and my family.
Amen.
Were the first family that invited us into their home when we moved to this area.
Wow.
I will never ever, you know, forget the godly hospitality, you know, that they showed to us. And it was all for a reason. So thank you again, Brother Mac. I'd just like to mention also, hey, look, you know, there's a lot going on in the world of missions, right? The International Mission Board just commissioned about 70 new missionaries that are going to be going out on the field. You know, praise God for that. Even here locally, some of you may be familiar with Manchester Baptist Church. They do a missions conference that's coming up on the 16th, the very next Saturday, you know, after us. I'm sure you're familiar with Joel Kurtz and the Garden Church and One Hope. they do a mission conference the Saturday before us. So, you know, they support us. We want to support them. And we encourage everyone to kind of get on the bandwagon. It's that time of the year. March is Missions Month at Colonial Baptist Church.
Amen.
We celebrate missions throughout the course of the month. We celebrate it throughout the course of the year. But every Wednesday night, Pastor Anderson gives up his time for prayer and Bible study, even though it's going to change a little bit this year. But every Wednesday during the month of March, we will have a missions moment by a different missionary. And Brother Mac, you and Sister Myra, you're up front. I think you're the first one, I believe, in just a couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to hearing from you guys about how God is doing so many things in your life and how we can continue to support you as well. So with that, again, just want to thank you and give it back to you, Brother Mac.
Amen. Well, actually, I'm going to give it back to you, sir, to just give us our closing prayer and then bid a fond adieu. It's been a great night, everyone.
Yes,
I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are able to be here tonight. God, we have gathered together to share about missions and all that you're doing in missions throughout the world, and God, particularly what you're doing through the missions ministry and efforts here at Colonial Baptist Church. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to walk with you and to talk with you and to be able to share the living word of Christ with those who need to hear it and those who are lost. We thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you will continue to fill us with your Spirit, and we just pray that we will be full of grace, full of the joy, and full of peace, oh Lord Jesus, because of your presence that is within us. God, as we depart from each other now, we pray that we will never depart from you, and we pray that your Spirit's power will continue to produce fruit within our lives, that we may be able to share with others who need to hear the living word of gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Lord of our lives. And God, for him, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we thank you for Brother Mac and Sister Myra so much and all that you're doing in their lives. And God, we just pray that you will continue to bless them and that your grace and mercy will continue to follow them and that that same grace and mercy will continue to be with us as we live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.